محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, how often have we read these two names of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Every one of us prays and recites Surah Al-Fatiha. At least every day we repeat these two names 34 times. Have we ever contemplated over the meaning of these two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we ever thought about how vast the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? How unbounded, how overwhelming it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy has encompassed everything. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination and comprehension. Every bounty that we enjoy, every type of food that we eat, every fruit that's there, every good thing that we enjoy in this life is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us the messengers, revealed for us the books out of His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided us to the most important thing in our life, and that is the way to Him and the way to paradise. This is part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned those people who do not believe in the messengers. And He said that this is attributing imperfection to Allah. He said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ بَشْرٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ They did not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the appreciation due to Him when they said that Allah did not reveal anything upon man, because Allah is merciful. How would He leave people without guidance? So it is part of His guidance, part of His mercy, that He has sent guidance to us. Dear brothers and sisters, it's also part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He takes meticulous care of our good deeds. No matter how small they may be, rather He takes good care of them and causes them to grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not place any kind of injustice upon anyone. And if it be a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it and will grant out of His grace an abundant reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of our good deeds, no matter how small they are. And here is a hadith that was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim from the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ ارْجِعُوا فَمَنْ وَجَدْتُمْ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And this is part of hadith al-shafa'a, a long hadith of the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment to His angels, go back, that is to the hellfire, and find anyone in whose heart the equivalent of the weight of a mustard seed of iman, and take him out of it. Take him out of the hellfire. And in another narration it mentions, فَمَنْ وَجَدْتُمْ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى 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 مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Go and find anyone in whose heart the least of the least of the least of an atom weight of iman, and take him out of the hellfire. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكِبْرِيَائِي وَعَظَمَتِي لَأُخْرِجَنَّ مِنْهَا مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. By my honor, by my grandeur, by my magnificence, by my pride, I will take out of it, of the hellfire, anyone who says لا إله إلا الله. Ibn Amr radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يصاح برجل من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة فينشر له 99 سجلا كل سجل مد البصر ثم يقول الله تبارك وتعالى هل تنكر من هذا شيئا؟ فيقول لا يا رب. فيقول أظلمك كتبت الحافظون؟ فيقول لا يا رب. فيقول هل لك عذر؟ فيقول لا يا رب. فيقول بلى إن لك عندنا حسنة وإنه لا ظلم عليك اليوم. فتخرج له بطاقة فيها أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. فتوضع البطاقة في كفة وتوضع السجلات في كفة فتطيش السجلات. وفي رواية ولا يثقل مع اسم الله شيء. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man from my ummah will be called upon on the day of resurrection, having 99 records of evil deeds. Every record would reach as far as the eyesight can reach. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address that person, a sinner, a person who have been committing major sins in the life of this world.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address him and will ask him, do you deny any of these records? And he'll say, no, O my Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him again, did my angels who took these records dealt with you unjustly? And he will say, no, O my Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, do you have any excuse for all these bad deeds? And he will say, no, O my Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes indeed, you have one good deed with us, and there will be no injustice inflicted upon you today. And a card on which there is La ilaha illallah will be brought for him and will be put on one side of the scale. And the rest of the records will be put on the other side of the scale, and the side that has La ilaha illallah will outweigh the other side. And in another narration it mentions, وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعْ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ, and nothing outweighs the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this today to invite you to abandon righteous deeds. Rather, it should be known to every one of us that righteous deeds are necessary part of our faith by the agreement of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah. It is part of our faith. So we should not abandon righteous deeds, and abandoning righteous deeds causes our iman to decline and weaken, because it's also part of our aqidah to believe that iman increases and decreases. It increases by doing righteous deeds and decreases by sinning. But I'm reminding myself and my brothers and sisters today of these ayat and hadith so that we cause that hope in our heart for the mercy of Allah to grow. We strengthen the root of hoping for the mercy of Allah in our heart. Why? Because we live in a time and society that is polluted with temptation and invitation to sinning everywhere we go and any place we go. And the haram nowadays knock at our door, and actually it is in our homes, and all inviting us to sin and to be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, dear brothers and sisters, what's more damaging to ourselves than sinning is to be despaired of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَا يَأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. It is the disbelievers who are despaired of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because being despaired of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent to doubting the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of forgiving the sin. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith that was narrated by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu and recorded by Al-Tabarani and Al-Hakim, that قال الله عز وجل من علم أني ذو قدرة على مغفرة الذنوب غفرت له ولا أبالي. Whoever knows that I am able to forgive sins, I will forgive him and I shall not mind. So it's very dangerous to be despaired of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to remind ourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying this today also in order for us to appreciate what we have, to treasure the iman that we carry. It's something weighty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَذْكُرُ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing outweighs this iman that we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it must be known to all of us that hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most powerful positive driving force for us to do righteous deeds, to build ourselves, to build our community, and to be reformers in our communities and in our societies. Yes, indeed. Because, you see, just read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned hoping for the most mercy of Allah in conjunction with the most righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who believe and those who migrated for the sake of Allah, migration, hijrah, is one of the most virtuous acts of deed, because it represents abandoning everything that one holds dear for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abandoning one's homeland, his family and everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And jihad, exerting effort in raising the banner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala high and supreme. So all of these acts of deed are mentioned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. These are the ones who hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we talk about the mercy of Allah and how unbounded the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not an invitation for us to abandon righteous deeds. Rather, this is an extra motivation for us to do more and more righteous deeds and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the example and the role model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he used to wake up in the middle of the night and pray so long until his feet were swollen. And Aisha radiallahu anha used to see him in this condition and tell him, why do you do that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins, the past and the future sins? And he answered her, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. Should I not be a grateful servant? So when you know how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with you, you will have more attachment and more anticipation for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more anxiousness to be in paradise and to enjoy the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm reminding you today of these ayat and hadith because we are about to receive the month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. The month of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of righteous deeds. And this is an invitation for myself and everybody to repent before we receive the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know that the gates of the mercy are widely open every time. And what a beautiful attitude to have by turning back to repent to Allah in repentance before the start of the month. So when we enter the month of Ramadan, we are cleansed from any sins, and anything that we do after that will pile up our righteous deeds and will make Ramadan as a source for abundant reward, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, dear brothers and sisters, let's go forward, inshallah, and turn back independence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month. Don't wait until the last moment. Because, you know, if we have this repentance and this strong resolution, inshallah, that we are going to take advantage of every second of the month of Allah in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even if we die right now, we'll get the reward because of this intention. Because none of us can guarantee to live long enough to enjoy the first day of Ramadan. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, I will remind you with the ayah that we started or we mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not place the least amount of dhulm upon anyone. And if it be a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it and will grant out of His grace an abundant reward. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further clarified for us this multiplication of the deeds and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the bad and the good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Bukhari and Muslim from the narration of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu an, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained good deeds and bad deeds, and then He clarified this. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةٍ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ مُضَاعَفٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever intends to do a good deed but does not actually do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will credit for him. Credit that, give him, put in his credit the reward of one full deed. He didn't do it. Just someone said, let me read Quran. He has the intention to read the Quran. Then he didn't do it. Allah will give the person a reward for reading the Quran at that time. But if he actually does the good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it at least 10 times. To 700 times. To many, many, many folds. Out of His grace. And out of His mercy. Why, when it comes to evil deeds, if someone intends to do an evil deed but does not do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for it. Somebody intends to commit a sin, then he remembers Allah, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he abstains from sinning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the person for this. And if he actually does the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only write it for him as one sin. And there is a beautiful addition for this hadith in Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adds, أَوْ مَحَاهَا وَلَا يَهْلِكُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it as one single bad deed, or if He chooses so, He will wipe it away, He will clear it for the servant. That's it. Out of His grace, out of His mercy, He will not record it as a bad deed. Dear brothers and sisters, وَلَا يَحْلِكُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا هَالِكَ. When it comes to dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only person who really loses is a person who really truly deserves to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ruined person in dealing with Allah subhanahu, after all of this way, merciful way of dealing with Allah's ways, merciful way in dealing with us, is only the person who is very negligent, very heedless, very away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ وَاحِدَاتُهُ عَشَرَاتِهِ. Woe to him whose ones outnumbers his tens. The one whose ones outnumbers his tens. Ones meaning his good deeds, his bad deeds, because every bad deed is recorded as one, while every good deed is multiplied by 10. So after this, Ibn Mas'ud is saying, woe to him whose ones outnumbers his tens. And it is time for us to contemplate and
to pause for a while and ask ourselves, are our ones outnumbering our tens or not? And this is the time for us to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a better time than just coming back to Allah before the month of Allah, just before the month of Allah's Ramadan. And again, the gate of mercy is widely open for anyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say, O my servants who transgressed against themselves, do not be despaired of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins. And remember, being despaired of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent of doubting His ability to forgive sins. And who among us doubt the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts repentance and He becomes pleased, happy with the repentance of His servants. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated this for us. He gave us an example to show how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with the repentance of His servants. He gave the example of a person who went in the middle of the desert with his camel, upon which all his survivor means were there. And all of a sudden he lost his camel, which means he lost any hope to survive, because all means of survivors were upon that camel. And just he sat in his place. He even lied down preparing for death, because how else he is going to live? And all of a sudden he found his camel. He saw his camel before him. And he said, being overwhelmed by the joy of seeing his camel, life. His camel to him at this point means life after death. And he said, being overwhelmed by joy, O Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord. He did not know what he's saying, because he was so happy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Allah is more happy with the repentance of his servant than this man by finding his camel. So let's go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's know that Allah forgives all sins, and that Allah's mercy is unbounded. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us another beautiful example to show us, to illustrate for us how great the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, when a woman rushed to an infant and helped him very, very strongly to her chest and started feeding him, nursing him, he said, do you think that this woman will ever put her child in the fire? They say, no, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. Allah is surely have more mercy upon His servant than this having mercy on her infant. To understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. So let us go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take advantage of the month of mercy, the month of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of being set free, setting free servants from the hellfire. So this is a great opportunity for us all to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept, forgive our sins and accept our repentance, and make us live long enough to enjoy the month of Ramadan, and give us the tawfiq and the ability, the strength, in order for us to strive in His obedience, inshaAllah, during this blessed month. أقول قولي هذا وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا
إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم أقيموا صفوفكم straighten the lines, come close to one another, fill in the gaps, fill the first line first. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم We have some really important announcements regarding Ramadan and our new imam, so if you can please pay attention so we don't have to repeat it many times. First, our khatib for today is Sheikh Murtaza Al-Hallat, who is the new imam for the Ann Arbor community. He starts today as our new imam. I see the disbelief in your eyes, but alhamdulillah, we have finally a new imam. So, I want you all to make him feel welcome and get to know him. We have several activities over the next few days to get to know the imam before Ramadan. First, tonight after Maghrib Mashallah, which is at 7:30, we will have a get to know the imam session here at the mosque. All brothers and sisters are welcome to attend. And if you have any questions regarding Ramadan or anything else, you are welcome to come, and we urge you to come. Tomorrow, inshallah, there will be a community dinner. All community members, all families are encouraged and invited to come. Also, this is a welcoming dinner for our imam. After the dinner, we will have a lecture by Sheikh Muhtaz, and then after that, there will be a Q&A session. Inshallah, there will be short talk also tonight after Isha, short Khatira, and every day after Fajr, there will be also short Khatira by Sheikh Muhtaz. Regarding Ramadan, we will, as usual, inshallah, inform you on our website, which is mca-aa.org, on our email list, and We will read a message on the calling machine of when Ramadan will start. The number, if you can remember it, is 734-665-6465.